It is good this evening to be back in the Martyrs' Memorial and to have this opportunity to share with you about the work that God has called me to and what God has done for me, particularly over this last term since I've been on the field. At the outset, I would like to thank you sincerely for your prayers, and I know that I have stayed on the field for many years and been able to continue in the work of God, and much of it has been due to the support and prayers of God's people. And I want to thank you sincerely tonight for your faithfulness at the throne of grace for me and for the other missionaries and for the whole work that's going on there in Kakamega, Kitale and Kapenguria in the land of Kenya. I would just like to read two verses of scripture, and they're found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verses 8 and 9. And it says here, I'll just read it quickly, "But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries." As I think of this verse 9, it is a familiar verse, and it could summarise what God has done for us there in the land of Kenya. It says the Apostle Paul here talks about the great door that has been opened for him in Ephesus, and how he was able to stay for a longer period in that place and serve the Lord and preach the gospel. And it was a great door that God opened for him in that area to do his missionary work. Of course, he is a great example to the modern day missionary in all that we would seek to do. We read God's word and we receive much direction from how God's servant of old did the work of God. And I can say tonight that God has opened a great door in Kenya for the sake of the gospel. And it's a great door for several reasons. It's a great door because of the period of time that God has given us and allowed us to stay in that place. I do thank God for all these years. I'm now in my 30th year in the land of Kenya. And truly I can say that God has been so good in keeping that door open. I remember when I went out to Kenya first that I went out for 3 months, and the mission board sent me out to see how I would get on and how things would open up. And the door did open, and God has enabled me to stay all those years. But you know, every so often we have to get a renewal of entry permits. We are still what they class as, immigration classes us as aliens. In Kenya, we carry an alien registration, a little card. And I remember the first time when I was asked to get that registration, I thought it was quite an offensive term. But it is just an immigration term. And we do have to get our permits renewed from time to time. In fact, mine is due next year for renewal. And every time it comes round for renewal, God undertakes and he has kept the door open for those years. It's also a great door because God has brought others over to join us and to help us in the work of the gospel. I thank God for the years that Gillian has spent there. She is almost up on 20 years on the field, and the Lord also keeps the door open for her. Her permit and Kathy's permit had to be renewed in this year of 2012. And Kathy's came through quite quickly, but Gillian's delayed. Now, I don't think there was anything sinister in it. It's just how offices work. But it is an anxious time, but yet it did come through, and God has kept the door open. And I thank God for the ministry of Gillian down there in Kakamega, as she branched out just about 3 years ago and went down to live about 2 to 3 hours' drive from Kapenguria. And the Lord has undertaken for her and helped her and given her a very good place to live. And she's working with a BCFC church out in the rural area there, just outside Kakamega. She would like to open a ministry in the town of Kakamega. And the town of Kakamega has 70,000 people. It would be a great door that God would open in that place, and with many contacts from throughout Kenya. And I would ask you just to continue to pray for Gillian. And of course, Noreen McAfee has been there over 10 years, I think, and the Lord has blessed her in the ministry. So God has brought out others to join us, and of course others have been there, and we thank God for that open door, even for all of us as a team to serve the Lord. And I do ask you to continue to pray for us. Do pray for good health for the missionaries. We don't take it for granted that we enjoy good health, because we know that many people don't. And we are not exempt from illness or sickness. And we do have the added sicknesses of the tropical diseases. But God has continued to keep his hand upon us. We don't take for granted that we have been kept safe all these years when there are many dangers in Kenya. And I would ask you to pray, continue to pray for our safety and for the good hand of God to be upon us. I would ask you also to remember our families here at home, because we all have families at home, and what is happening at home does bear heavy upon our hearts at times when there are illnesses and sicknesses. And I do ask you to pray for our loved ones that are here at home. It is also a great door, because whenever I went out to Kenya, I went out to work with the Bible Christian Faith Church. I didn't go out to nothing. I went out to work with the national church. And we have served the Lord together all these years. And they have been of great help to me personally and to the other missionaries and to the work of God. Of course, they are responsible for directing and guiding that work there in Kapankuria and Kitale. And I would ask you to pray very particularly for the national pastors, that God will continue to bless them and add to their numbers and add to those churches. The churches have branched out into new areas over this past few years, but the attendance in the meetings would still be quite small. And I would ask you just to pray for the ministry of the BCFC. We do look forward in January to having the Reverend Malcolm Patterson and Alison come out to join us. In fact, they're coming to Kenya at the same time that I am returning to the field. And I would ask you to pray for Malcolm and Alison, that the Lord will bless them as they come to join us there in the ministry of the gospel. In relation to Malcolm's work, I would ask you to pray particularly for the Bible College of the BCFC. It has always been a difficult ministry. And over the years, we have had times when we've had regular students and ongoing classes. And at times, the Bible College has been closed except for part-time courses. And at this moment in time, we don't have any full-time students. And I would ask you to pray that in God's will, in the new year, that God will call young men to come into that college, and that Malcolm's ministry would be blessed of God, and that he would be used even in the area of Bible College, in the Lord's will, of course. It's also a great door that God has opened for us in Kenya because of the types of ministries that we have been involved in and for the opportunities that we've had to serve the Lord. I thank God for the Sunday school ministry that I have been involved in since I went to Kenya. And when I went out to Kenya, I went out thinking that I was going to be a nurse. And I had that in my mind. I got registered as a nurse in Kenya, and I considered it very seriously. But after a while, I realized that there was a great need in the churches in the Sunday school ministry. And so over the years, I have developed a program in the Sunday schools of the BCFC with regard to lessons and visual aids. And I'm actually editing and upgrading those visual aids at the moment. But the Sunday school ministry has grown. And tonight we have 30 Sunday schools. And we have many, many children every Lord's Day that are hearing the Word of God. And that's a great door and a great opportunity. We have up on 2,000 children on the Sunday school roll books. Now, I'm not saying that they would all be present on a Sunday, but they do come to the Sunday school. And I would ask you to pray that God will bless that Sunday school ministry. Of course, the work amongst the children and young people developed further when we opened the academy in 1998 and 1999. And God has undertaken for that school. We started off to build, and it was certainly a very heavy program that really we didn't really know much about at the beginning. But as time went on, the Lord taught us much even about building and lots of other things that we never thought we would ever learn. And we thank God for the contribution of God's people here at home, and that we were able to officially open the school in September 2009. And it is a great opportunity for the Word of God, because we have 600 children every day in that school, and it is a ready congregation. We don't have to go out and look for them, because they're there. And they come to school every day, and we have a free hand to teach them the Word of God, because it is a church school, and we have liberty, great liberty there, to teach the truths of the Word of God. And also we have 400 of those students staying with us, living on the school compound, which means even on Sunday and throughout the week in prayer meetings and devotional studies that we have with them, we have great opportunities in the lives of those children and young people. And we have seen children come to Christ, and even young people coming to know the Lord. And many of them over the years have left the academy and gone out to colleges. And we believe that even the word that they have learned, they have taken it with them. And we continue to pray and ask you to pray that as God says that his word will not return unto him void, that that word will go to many, many corners of Kenya and will still bring forth fruit. And I thank God tonight for the ministry of the academy. But I do ask you to pray that God will bless it, and God will provide our many needs for the running of that institution. We still have a lot of expenses in running and maintaining those buildings. But we do thank God for all his provision thus far. We do have a bookshop ministry as well. It's another great opportunity for the gospel, because people come into those shops that a lot of them, we don't know who they are. But they come in, and they come from further afield, even the cities. They will be up in Kitale on business, or even in Kapunguria, and they will come in through the doors. And we've had great opportunities for the gospel. And we have four young or older believers. Some of them are young men, and two older ladies who are working there in the bookshops. And we thank God for that ministry, and for the amount of books and Bibles that go out through the doors. We do, our cash income has increased, and one of the reasons for that is that we are able to sell books at a cheaper price than even in the city in Nairobi. Now, the reason we're able to do that is because we get consignments of books from home, and we are very happy to receive them, and we do thank God for all who contribute to those consignments of books coming out. Now, George McConnell at the moment is putting another one together, I think, for Kenya and Liberia. And if you have any Bibles or books that you would like to contribute to that, we would appreciate it very much indeed. And so there are great opportunities for the gospel even in the bookshops. But you know, this verse of scripture says, a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. There are many adversaries. There are many difficulties in Kenya tonight to serving the Lord. Perhaps you would think that because I've been there these many years, that life is easy now for me, and I've adapted, and things are just quite comfortable, and I don't have the challenges that I had in the early days. Well, in some ways that is true, but you know, the challenges today are different, and I would have to say they're greater. And life gets more and more difficult in Kenya. We have many adversaries, we have many problems. I would ask you to pray tonight particularly for Kenya as a nation. It is in great difficulty tonight because of several problems that they face. One of the greatest and most concerning things in that land tonight is the security situation. We have several security problems, and at this stage in time, it's quite difficult to know which one is which. We have the normal, or if we could call regular, crime, which goes on in any country. Then we have tribal problems. where feuds break out every now and again over land or over cattle. And one of those took place just 2 weeks ago. And for the first time since independence, 40 policemen were ambushed and killed. That had never happened before. So that was due to tribal feuds and the stealing and cattle rustling. But also we have then the politics of the country, which is probably infiltrating in these situations and has a bearing upon them. We are having elections next year in March, and people are campaigning, they're looking for votes, and it's hard to know just what influence is there, and it might not be an influence for the better. So I would ask you to pray for the country as it goes to general election next March. We did have a lot of trouble after the last election, and so I do ask you to remember us next year very particularly. Of course, we have another security issue, and that is due to a terrorist organisation called Al-Shabaab. And I don't know if you know a lot about it, but it is associated with Al-Qaeda. And it's operating from Somalia and out into the whole Horn of Africa and down into Kenya. And it has presented many, many problems for that whole area. The Kenyan army is in Somalia tonight fighting and has dealt a severe blow to the Al-Shabaab. But Al-Shabaab then has retaliated within the country. And we've had several incidents, and last Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, a hand grenade exploded in a minibus in Nairobi, and 10 people were killed. And those things are happening in the country now. It's not happening where we are, but sadly, life is being lost. And then after that incident, those in Nairobi who saw Somali people who are living there, they retaliated against them. And they perhaps were not involved with that at all. So those are the incidents and the problems and difficulties we have in the work. We have many, many problems. And I would ask you to pray for us. There is a difficulty of so much corruption in the country, and it's difficult to get anything done without having to pay a bribe. Now, we don't believe in bribery. We don't believe that it is according to the Word of God. And so I do ask you to pray that God will give us much grace. And even we have ecumenism there and liberalism all infiltrated even into the school books and school systems. And so we could say we definitely in Kenya have many difficulties. But we thank God that God is able to help us and to continue his good hand upon us. You know, here it says in the scriptures, the Apostle Paul said, "For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries." But in the previous verse he said, "But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." I was greatly encouraged that Paul said he was going to tarry. He was not going to run away because there were many adversaries. He was going to stay put and carry on. And so we must carry on in the work of God in Kenya tonight. And we know that the Lord is able to continue to give his people grace in these difficult days in that land. And so I do ask you tonight to continue to pray very much for us as we go back to the field, and pray for those who are on the field, that God will keep his good hand upon them and bless us as we continue to spread the gospel and have great opportunities to serve the Lord in that land. I do ask you tonight to wait on further after we finish the service. I have a DVD. It's quite short. It only lasts 17 minutes. And it will emphasize some of these matters that I've touched upon and bring the need, perhaps we could say, closer to you as you see it on the screen. And I do urge you tonight to continue to pray much for Kenya and for the cause of Christ in that needy land. Thank you very much.